during the time of the Great Depression, do you remember anything specific about what conditions were like in Bridgeport during that era?
All I know is we survived it. Mm-hmm. I don't remember too much about mm-hmm. it. I know everybody had a pull in their tummies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about Bridgeport after World War II?
Well, lasted many years because they were all in the brass company and all the Remington Arms. It's only later in the years that everything changed and all the factories went out one after the other.
Mm-hmm.
Bridgeport went slowly downhill.
Mm-hmm. And
because everything was manufactured in Bridgeport at one time.
Really?
Like we had great factories, like as I said,
mm-hmm.
Bridgeport Brass, Remington.
What do you think it was about Josephson's Bag Company that made it survive so much longer than the rest of it?
In other words, we went from coal bags to tote bags. And a tote bag is always needed, even this day. It's like the one that Ella Bean makes.
Mm.
So it was needed for school, it was needed for hospitals, it was needed all different directions.
Mm.
So it lasted, and that's why I was able to sell it in the end. So it's still going strong.
Yeah. Sounds like it is. I noticed you just brought out these from the Fairfield Citizen News for me. It's from Wednesday, September 30th, 1987, and the title is "Perseverance is Key to 79-Year-Old Success." Did you want to tell me a little bit about this article?
The bags now are made for all kinds of advertising and for silk screening, for hotels, and for schools, for colleges, for Reader's Digest,
mm-hmm.
Any kind of big organization. Everybody needs a tote bag to carry, especially Julie here even carries one.
That's true. I brought my tape recorder and my equipment in a tote bag.
That's right.
And so, go ahead.
So they're very versatile.
And this is you pictured down
that's
here,
picture.
The tote bag?
That's a picture of me with the largest one we made.
Okay. Let's see, was there anything else that you wanted to tell us that maybe some questions that I didn't even think to ask or anything you wanted to
talk about? No, I think you did very well.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.